You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Emily and Jeremy had their boots on.
We were getting poop on our boots is what we were
walking doing. Walking through inches of it.
We were out at the stock show, and I have to tell you, I look forward to the stock show every year. It's because I'm a bit of a poser. I've always said I could be a farmer or a rancher.
And
It's like the one time I can go and put my boots on and my Carhartt and pretend that I'm one of those folks. You know,
had fleece-lined jeans
I totally
Tom.
Did. It was chilly out. From
he
Cabela's.
Had big thighs on Saturday.
Little front butt going on with those fleece-lined jeans.
Did you guys get to interview the llama this year?
No, we didn't.
Oh, we one-upped it, my friend.
Yeah, we met the coolest guy. His name was John. I think. And he was an alpaca farmer. And Emily was trying to get some pictures with the alpacas, and they weren't cooperating.
I kept walking up to every pen, and I kept saying, Hello, how are you?
I think that's why.
My name is Emily.
They're like, I'm out.
And I didn't know if I could pet them. I didn't know if they'd bite or if they get scared. I don't know. That's rude. You know, do you ask
someone
permission, you
know,
before you touch their alpaca? So finally he comes over, and he's like, will you just come in here? Just come in this pen.
And let's say he's like a big dude and probably like just a like the most jolly fellow that I've ever seen.
So cool.
He's like Santa. He's like, come on in.
He was a redheaded Santa, which made me love him even more.
Come into the alpaca pen.
So she went into the pen.
I got to cuddle with a freaking alpaca. His name is Hollywood. He is a big boy. They are going to start breeding him this year. Mm. And man, their necks, they're freaking
kinda floppy.
Huge, long, floppy. Like, and you don't realize how teeny they are under all this big alpaca felt, you know?
And we also didn't realize how expensive they were. Like, this guy had a couple there for sale. They were like $200. I'm like, whoa, $200. He's like, well, that guy right over there, he's $13,000. And we're like,
$16,000.
Oh, sorry, $16,000.
What makes an alpaca worth $16,000?
Their coloring.
Their color, their lineage, the backstory. But tell about the grandpa, how much the grandpa one was.
The redheads are worth the most. I would just like to say that. And the $16,000 alpaca, his father was a championship breed. $650,000
for his father.
Breeding, I would imagine the $16,000. It's based on the return that you're going to get over the years.
Yep.
From the products.
The wool.
Yeah, that's their job. Don't you wish you were an alpaca? Your only purpose in life is to breed.
Is to breed and make sweaters. sounds like my grandma.
Man, but the weirdest thing is. So Jeremy and I have done this for a few years, and the llamas alpacas are one of our favorites. Mm-hmm. You know, we've walked around, but this year we took a ramp and we found ourselves in the underbelly of the Colosseum, which we've never done before. And it was like a big bull spa because that was where they were getting them all dressed up and ready before they paraded them out actually on
the bulls themselves.
It's where all the cows and bulls were. And they had bull showers. They were like, it was like a locker room. They had these shower stalls.
They were hosing them off. They had these big, it was almost like when you go to a do-it-yourself car wash, you know, those big kind of dryer hoses. And they were doing that. They were getting brushed. They were getting massaged. They were getting their weave done.
Here's one thing though that I would like to suggest to the stock show people. Mm. Love the stock show. I love it. Sound like Donald Trump. Love it. Some of my best friends are at the stock show.
Fantastic thing.
The bull area, the cows, the manure, the smells that come from wet cows and wet manure and that whole area. I would suggest having the food vendors separate from that area.
Not in the middle of the bull spa.
Because when you're walking through bull poopy and then you come to a kiosk that's like nachos and cinnamon almonds and hamburgers, you're like, not only are you seeing the before and after product, but you're getting the mixture of smells. Of wet cows and food product.
It was sensory overload.
It was a little bit of
followed by
a little bit of that. The stock show, great people. Just rethink the layout of the underbelly of the stock show.
Right.
Put the animals, then maybe the tractors, and then the food.
Maybe in a separate building, even the food, the nachos.
You need a buffer. You do. You need some separation.
I'm glad you guys had fun.
But, man, we had a great time. It's such a huge Colorado tradition, and it's so fun down there.
God, is there anything sexier than a cowboy in a tight pair of jeans?
Oh,
no, there is not. That is the
girls.
Answer to that.
Say something about the cowgirls.
My goodness.
Man, they are. And it was.
They have perfect kadunkadunks.
It was just an eye-opening experience for me because I have never posed as a farmer, unlike Jeremy. But it was weird because you see these kids, a lot of them, you know, walking around with these bulls. So they're 16 years old, and I think of a 16-year-old. I mean, I live in Lone Tree. They're on hoverboards, and they have designer clothes. But these kids were like washing bowls and just totally
That's
normal.
Their
and
life.
It was just, you know, it was flip flopped. It was cool to see.
And they're courteous.
Right, they
yes,
are.
Yes, ma'am.
They have the
yes,
best ma'am. Manners Thank of you. Anybody on
Excuse
the planet.
Excuse me, are those nachos?
That's butts.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.